This is KUT.
KUT, Austin.
Stop. There are plenty of enjoyable ways to walk or bike across Lady Bird Lake, but the Pleasant Valley Bridge is not one of them. A narrow sidewalk, a chain-link fence, and low guardrails next to a long drop are features that make the East Austin crossing particularly unsafe. For years, the city's toyed with ideas to improve it, with no results. Now, as KUT's Mose Bouchel reports, a new effort to find a solution is underway.
The kickoff for that new effort was a public meeting last week at Fiesta Gardens, right around where a new pedestrian bridge might someday go. If you've ever been to a city engagement event, you know the drill. There were big poster boards for people to write their input on, maps to draw their preferred location for a new crossing.
It's important to get this right, and it's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. We're not going to build a bridge after we build a bridge.
This is Nathan Wilkes. He's the city transportation planner in charge of this project.
We're trying to understand what alignments we should study and how people need to move, so we're asking explicit suggestions of, if you have a dream alignment, what would it be?
Though some options seem more likely than others. One is a bit of a distance from the current crossing at Pleasant Valley Road. It would go from the peninsula on the south shore, near where the new Oracle software campus is, across the lake to Festival Beach on the north side. Other options would put a bridge just upstream of Pleasant Valley or just downstream.
And then widening the existing bridge would be the fourth kind of alignment, so to speak.
Each of those options presents challenges. And now I'm standing on one of those challenges, maybe the biggest challenge. I'm talking about the Longhorn Dam, which, if you didn't know, is basically the same thing as the Pleasant Valley Bridge. The bridge runs over the dam. And those challenges really come into focus when you look at this structure or listen to it. Listen to this. So, of course, that's water running under the dam, and the city says that for any new bridge to be built just upstream from here, it would have to be 17 feet above the normal lake level just to keep it protected from floodwaters. This dam also has a long history of mechanical problems, and Wilkes, with the city, says building a bridge on or near here could be complicated by the city's need to do repairs or even a replacement. Now, that's tricky because a few years ago, the city's parks department also started planning a new bridge around Lady Bird Lake, and a bridge attached to this dam was actually the one that seemed to have the most support from a lot of the people involved in that community engagement. The option that met the most resistance back then was the one a little further upstream, the one that might be near the Oracle campus. And some still view that idea as kind of part and parcel of East Austin's gentrification. But none of that came up at this public meeting, where everyone I talked to supported a new bridge, though some disagreed on what kind of bridge they wanted. Rose Warren lives nearby. She's also a transportation consultant. She wants the city to go big.
I would love to see an incredibly designed, artfully minded bridge.
Anna Kale also lives in the neighborhood. She's more interested in functionality.
I would like a fast option, something that could be done quickly and that could be utilized soon.
Right now, the debate over cost is highly theoretical. The fact is, funding, if it comes at all, is still years away. And that was news to longtime Eastside activist Gavino Fernandez.
One thing I did find out, no funding, so, and that it may happen in 5 or 10 years, you know, so, moving forward.
The Transportation Department plans to take a look at the community input it gathers and hold a second public meeting. Then, it will come back for a third event before it starts looking for funding. Now, in the meantime, the city's also looking at short-term fixes to the current crossing over the Longhorn Dam, and those it hopes to implement sometime within the next year. Mose Bouchel, KUT News.